USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Once famously saying he would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is talking this way about being so loyal to the current commander-in-chief.
I gave loyalty to someone who truthfully does not deserve loyalty.
He was trying to hide what you were doing, correct?
Correct.
And he knew it was wrong?
Of course.
Cohen speaking on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos about his being sentenced to 3 years in prison this week for committing campaign finance crimes when he paid two women what's been called hush money in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election. More talk that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is under consideration for White House Chief of Staff. According to Axios, Christie was in Washington this week for a meeting with President Trump to discuss that opportunity. And this is USA Radio News.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled-up sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Department of Homeland Security officials now warning migrants at the southern U.S. border about the dangers of crossing it illegally. That after a 7-year-old girl died while in U.S. custody, 8 hours after she and her father and over 160 other migrants gave themselves up to Customs and Border Protection in New Mexico last week. DHS says she hadn't had any food or water for days, and she died of shock and dehydration. This week has seen a series of farewell speeches by U.S. senators who won't be returning. The latest, Democrat Claire McCaskill, who says that the chamber is broken.
And if we don't have the strength to look in the mirror and fix it, the American people are going to grow more and more cynical, and they might do something crazy like elect a reality TV star president.
Also this week, outgoing Republican Senators Orrin Hatch and Jeff Flake were expressing concerns about the Senate's future. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Education Department says it's canceling $150 million in student loan debt. The department saying it's forgiving loans for about 15,000 borrowers whose schools closed, preventing them from being able to finish their programs. About half of the borrowers attended Corinthian Colleges, a for-profit chain that closed in 2015. Affected borrowers will start getting email notifications from the department today. Four people rescued from an abandoned coal mine may end up facing criminal charges now, as a sheriff's official in Raleigh County, West Virginia, says all four are under criminal investigation, none yet charged. The company that owns the abandoned mine, though, says it was sealed and inactive when that group illegally entered it a few days ago. The mother of one of the rescued people telling police she believes they were trying to steal copper from inside that mine. And a faulty door on an armored truck causing a cash grab on a New Jersey highway. The door to the Brinks truck clicking open yesterday morning. It sent, well, $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling out onto Route 3. Videos on social media show a number of drivers pulling over and stuffing their pockets with that cash. At least one woman showed up to police headquarters and then returned some of it. And for USA Radio News,